From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And it seems like we're in a merry, mellow mood today.
Not really. Wait for it.
Here it comes.
Oh. This is Alt Latino.
And this is Juan Cideron.
So what the song is saying is, let me see if I can translate this. I am sick of everything always being the same. I wake up in the morning just to get bored. I remember when I was an idiot in the suburbs, and now I am a deaf man who can't even burp right.
What a great way to start the show, a show of new music this week on Alt Latino. Part is my favorite part.
Oh, also I should mention this song talks about birria. He says, let's have 4, 5, 6, 7 beers because they say unas birrias, unas pastillas hacen que te dejes de mamadas. What he's saying is, let's have a couple of beers because, you know, you can just have some birria the next morning. And birria is like this spicy Mexican stew made with goat meat and lamb. It's originally from Jalisco. And supposedly, it's like the ultimate levanta muertos. Like, people swear it cures any hangover.
Levanta muertos is raise the dead.
Raise the dead. So, you know, you go here in Mexico, like, you know, on a Sunday morning, you can go to some restaurant that specializes in birrias, and you'll see a lot of people, some of whom are still drunk and having that birria. Well, I think this week's show is like our own kind of special Levanta Muertos concoction. Raise the dead. Get up. Get down.
And once he did all, like, we've had him on the show, I think just a couple of weeks ago we even had him on the show, but he's just so prolific. And it, to me, this one, more than any of the other tracks, really sounds like a Mexican Bob Dylan.
Like, I'm wary of saying that kind of stuff because I think, you know, he's a great musician on his own without having to compare him to anyone. But when I have to compare him to someone, I think a lot more of like Johnny Cash.
Really?
Yeah, I think maybe because there's also a darkness about it. Like, he's very like whatever and, you know, the kind of guy you want to hang out with and kick it with. But there's also a sadness and a darkness that Johnny Cash had, you know, like that he was kind of, I guess, trying to stay away from. You don't think so?
No, Johnny Cash's music to me always had a spiritualism and religion to it. And that was a large part of his background. And I say Bob Dylan only in his delivery, because Bob Dylan is not the best singer now, nor when he was at any point in his career. And I don't think that
Johnny Cash. I love Johnny Cash. And he's actually, Johnny Cash is the only English language musician my father will listen to.
Really?
Yeah, it makes him laugh. He's like, ay, I said Johnny Cash. But Johnny Cash, you know, I love him, but he didn't have a beautiful voice.
Distinctive, I think, is the word we can use. Sometimes Juan Cidarol's approach to music makes me smile, and this next song made me laugh out loud.
I think I know what you're talking about. Is this Conjunto Nueva Ola?
Exactamente.
Perdóname, mi amor, por ser tan guapo. Simplemente es un regalo celestial.
Excuse me, mi amor, because I'm so handsome. It's a gift from heaven.
Pardon me. He's saying, forgive me, my love, for being so handsome.
Perdóname, mi amor, por ser tan guapo. Inexplicable lo que tengo que sufrir.
¿Cómo sufro?
Las mujeres me seducen, me enamoran. Yo simplemente me tengo que dejar. Si supieras por ahí lo que tengo que sufrir con tantas mujeres que me quieren seducir y que quieren disfrutar de mis placeres. Perdóname, perdóname, mi amor. Perdóname, perdóname, mi amor. Perdóname, perdóname, mi amor. Perdóname, perdóname, mi amor. I just called to say, oh, I love you, chancluda. Por ahí lo que tengo que sufrir con tantas mujeres que me quieren seducir y que quieren disfrutar de mis placeres. Perdóname, mi amor, por ser tan guapo. Inexplicable lo que tengo que sufrir. Las mujeres me seducen, me enamoran. Yo simplemente me tengo que dejar. Perdóname, mi amor. Perdóname, mi amor.
Now you told me you've seen these guys. They're from Mexico City, but I guess they play in California quite a bit.
Yeah,
right?
I saw them in LA about 2 summers ago whenever I made that cross-country trip. And it's hard to say. What's funny is that it's hard to say if they're good-looking or not because they wear lucha libre masks whenever they perform. So you could never see
so it face. Might be all empty promises. Is the next song also about being too handsome?
Not quite. The next song is... The next song, I think, is about being cool. This is a group called Todo Mundo. They're from San Diego, California. The album's called Conexión, and this is called Gitana.
Tonight I'm breaking down for my love. Dry the stars, the breeze is painting your eyes. Sorrow of my soul, you're talking loud. Sorrow of the night, your tears are gone. Waves of silence crashing upon the sea. Waves of fire traveling through the wind. Deep magic eyes taking high my soul.
I can hear that sound coming from the beaches in San Diego, can't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They have a retro reggae ska thing going. There's a guy named Santiago Orozco. He's the leader of the band, and he's from Colombia originally, and he was living in your part of the world, in Argentina, and had a band going there. Then he moved to the United States, and he moved to San Diego, and then put another band together there. And, you know, it works. When you see the video for the song, it works because you can see how that music, that ska and reggae, brings all these different people from different cultures together in that area. It's a very, very beach-oriented I don't even know how to describe San Diego. It's just cool, laid back, and very beachy. And this band would just be perfect at a big street party. They're one of San Diego's most popular bands. And this album is their way of trying to break out into other markets, into other areas. And I really like the whole album. It's full of reggae, full of ska, and nicely produced. Hey, Jazz, check the beginning of this song out. This is a really nice track from Pájaro Sunrise from Madrid, and the name of the track is Good to See You.
Don't remember many gigs, but I remember many roads. Being lost in the middle of nowhere, cursing on the phone.
This is Yuri Mendez Jr. from Madrid. He is Pájaro Sunrise. There were more people in the group, and eventually they just sort of fell away, and now he's doing it solo. He had his first album out in 2006, and it was as a duo, and then there was another album with a bigger band, and then he just fell away from music because he just wanted to take a break, and this is his first studio album in 2 years. And he seems to be a musician in transition because his first stuff was very folk-oriented. Like he was obsessed with Americana, which is traditional folk music here in the United States. He taught himself English by listening to the lyrics of some of those songs. And then he started making his own albums in English in Madrid. And now this one, his new record, which is called Culture Cats and Jammer, he leaned more toward electronica on this one. There are synthesizers, there are keyboard layers. There's a very, very minimalist drum. It's not the type of drumming that's just going to dominate the song. It just sort of guides it, almost like a pulse. And the rest of the album is like that. It's a very, very meticulously produced but gorgeous album.
Next up, I brought a song by a Mexican band from Mexico City. And I guess this is a much more, you know, you were talking about the drums guiding. This is a much more drum heavy, almost like an epic track. This is the band Big Big Love, and the song is Family Flag.
Great for me on that song was how they're able to keep it mellow and very relaxed, but still with all the electric instruments and that very nice drum arrangement at the beginning. It just it gave it a different kind of propulsion, like a mellow propulsion.
Yeah, it also has like a really melancholy or I don't know, almost like an anguish to it, don't you think?
There is a bit of anguish in his voice. You know, Jasmine, some of the songs that you brought in this week have a mellow feel to it, almost like you said, a melancholy and anguished feel. But I really like the way these different bands express that. And this one, when I watched the video, it was a great video of a guy playing bongos, a guy playing guitar, and a woman singing and playing tambourine, floating on a boat. And it sounds perfect. What is the name of this band?
This band is Capsula from Argentina, and the song is called Dark Age. Cápsula is an Argentine band that started in the 90s, actually. But they've been picking up steam in indie rock circles in the U.S. And I think it probably helps that, you know, they sing in English. Actually, a lot of the bands we're playing on this week's show sing in English.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The last 5 songs we played were in English. And I think it's because they're just as comfortable in English as they are in Spanish.
I think the moment in which I get a little irritated by songs in English is when it just sounds really forced and, you know, why are you doing that? But if it sounds good, more power to you.
Jasmine, this next song is definitely in Spanish. And we're going to end the show today with a new release from Calle 13 that was just recently released. And it features them with an unusual cast of collaborators, including Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
It's hard to do a song that is lyrically contains a lot of thought and message and is also musically good. But they definitely, they got it right. This is the song Multiviral or Multiviral.
Todo empieza con una llamarada cuando despedimos llamas de nuestras miradas. Quieren detener el incendio que se propaga, pero hay fuegos que con agua no se apagan. Y se acerca la línea policíaca, los músculos se tensan y aumenta la frecuencia cardíaca. Suben los niveles de testosterona y empieza ese momento en el que se enfrentan las personas. Cuando somos amigos del coraje, cuando gritar se convierte en nuestro único lenguaje. A mí me ordena la razón, a ti te ordena un coronel. Si nuestra lucha es de cartón, la de ustedes es de papel. Y no nos paran, porque un mensaje contundente convierte a cualquier teniente en un tiburón sin dientes. El Estado nos teme, porque al mismo tiempo somos 132 y 15M si la prensa no habla.
Nosotros damos los detalles,
pintando las paredes,
con aerosol en las calles.
Levanto mi pancarta y la difundo, con solo una persona que la lea ya empieza a cambiar el mundo.
Venga, soltame el pillar, codo con codo, paso a paso, paso con paso.
Crece la ola, crece la ola.
que controla, el que domina. Quiere enfermarte para venderte medicina. Y no se endrogan, no se embrutecen. Cualquier pregunta que tengamos la adormecen. Son las mentiras recalentadas. Nos alimentan con carne procesada. Y la gente sigue desinformada. Una noticia mal contada es un asalto a mano armada. Nos infiltramos, nos duplicamos. Como las células, nos multiplicamos. Al que no quiere caldo se le dan dos tazas. Somos la levadura que levanta la masa. Nuestras ideas son libres y están despiertas, porque pensamos con las puertas abiertas. Lo que no se ve lo estamos viendo. Nacimos sin saber hablar, pero vamos a morir diciendo. En la sota me pillé. Codo con codo, paso a paso, paso con paso.
We live in the world that your propaganda made. But where you think you are strong, you are weak. Your lies tell us the truth we will use against you. Your secrecy shows us where we will strike. Your weapons reveal your fear for all to see. From Cairo to Quito, a new world is forming. The power of people armed with the truth.
That song was recently released, and I'm wondering if you've been able to gauge any kind of reaction out there to how this song is doing and what people's reaction to it is.
From what I can tell, people really love the song. I mean, Calle 13 is just one of the most beloved bands right now in Latin America, and people seem to love the song. It's musically, it's really good, but also there might be a difference in how WikiLeaks is perceived outside of the U.S. You know, for a lot of people, it was an important expose. Again, a lot of people feel like WikiLeaks came in where investigative journalism failed to go. So, you know, I mean, that's a matter of opinion, but yeah, I'm sensing that the song got a really, really good reaction.
This is one to watch. I'm going to be very curious to see what the reaction is around the world on this track. You can hear all the songs we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And we always have our stream, Alt Latino Radio, so that if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't get enough of us, you can check us out 24/7 at npr.org/music. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.